people.
Hi, hallelujah to the Lord.
Praise the Lord and welcome to episode 2 of God is at Work podcast. Here at workfortheworld.com. I am your host for the most, Brother Rodney Garcia, and together with me is one of the most beautiful people around here.
Thank you.
Work for the world.
Thank you. I
Sister Evelyn.
Boy, yes.
Accept it.
It's been raining actually for the past 3 days.
I know, and maybe you're like asking, why is Brother Rodney so hyper? Because it's raining.
And you're confined only in your house.
And I gotta be very active because if I let the rain get into my system, I'm gonna be a gloomy guy.
Hey, classes are suspended, but we're not suspending the iPod casting, podcasting.
Yes, we are committed to bring you this podcast every week, and we hope and pray wherever you are that you are in the best of health.
So what are we going to discuss today, Brother Rodney?
Actually, this topic we're going to be talking about comes from an email that we received. You know, we just launched the brand new design of the website.
Yeah, I saw
that. Workfortheworld.com. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. It's right there.
Yeah, look at it because it's very colorful.
It's very colorful. Very, very colorful.
I love it.
Who said church was boring? It's not.
It ain't. I mean, it's not.
It is not boring. We church people are very exciting people. But anyway, I went to a podcast, and there are a lot of people who are subscribing to us from iTunes and all these other things.
Yeah. So what
did somebody sent us an email. So we're going to look at that right now.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
And our email.
I like that.
You like that?
All right. Okay. So that's all the way from?
Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, la la.
You know, I might.
What's the name?
The name is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Okay, Michael comes from Word for the World, Melbourne, Australia. Hello, guys. Hello to Word for the World, Melbourne, Australia. He says he's been encouraged by our podcast, and that's why we're here, and that's what we do. We try to encourage you. And he has a topic that he'd like to suggest, and he'd like to talk about dating and relationships.
Oh, that's
thank you very,
very
much, Michael, for your email. So our topic for this podcast is, what would be an ideal Christian relationship?
Do you have an idea, Brother Rodney? What is an ideal Christian relationship?
It's like you're asking me. I'm like an expert here.
Are you married?
Yes, I am. I'm happily married to Ida. Hi, Ida.
Okay, so being married, is your relationship perfect?
No.
All right, but you're talking about an ideal Christian relationship.
Maybe the first thing we need to talk about under the premise of ideal Christian relationship is what would be a good ideal man or ideal woman. We got all these, you know, notions that he's got to be tall and handsome.
Very physical.
But there's one part of the relationship that we often miss out.
And take for granted. That's right.
And that is the spiritual side.
Which is the most important. Because, you know, physical fades away. I mean, look, you're buffed, Rodney.
Yeah, I'm not going to be handsome forever, you know.
You're not going to have those muscles for long. And even the beauty that we try to preserve.
Yes.
That's going to fade. But there's one thing that will never fade. Mm-hmm. It's the spirit man.
That's right. So now, with that question in mind, what would be an ideal man or woman for you? So let's start first with the woman. Ladies first. Now, of course, if you are a Christian, I am hoping that you are praying for your partner in life.
Rodney, being a Christian, first and foremost, that would be the best thing that even the man should do.
Of course.
Is to pray for the spouse.
Yes.
All right? So now, I'm speaking as a woman.
Okay.
I would like to come before the Lord and tell Him, Lord, there are a lot of Christian men there, but who among them would you want me to have as my partner?
Right.
Now, definitely, he's got to be matured, because being a woman, I am not going to be the one who will lead the family in prayer and lead the family in Bible study. The man must be mature.
You mentioned something about praying for a husband or praying for your partner. It's very important for Christians to really pray because you only have one shot
at this. Oh, yes.
I may be, you know, a modern type of guy, but I'm still conservative in terms of my view with marriage. And I still believe that marriage is just a one-shot deal.
You know, a lot of young people think that just because the good-looking guy who's very intense in his Bible reading is already the right guy.
Yeah.
That's a mistake. So it's got to be somebody given to you by God.
Right. You can't force yourself to somebody. Especially ask God to force yourself to somebody. I mean, like, Lord, I want this guy to be my husband. But if that's not God's will for you...
And claim him in Jesus' name.
I mean, I've met a lot of people. We've had so many stories here in church. Like, they really want this guy to be their husband. But, you know, if God doesn't want you to have him or her...
Even if he's born again.
Even if he's born again. Even if he's a Christian. If it's not meant for you, you can't have it. It's not for you.
Yes. You know, this is what I tell either the man or the woman. God will speak to you, and God will speak to this person,
right,
that the two of you will be together for life.
Right, right.
He could speak to the woman first, and to the man much, much later on. So now you just continue to hang on to that revelation and continue to pray, because the timing is God's timing.
You know, that's very important. Guys, if you're listening right now, we want to stress out the importance of God's timing. God's timing is perfect. And once that happens, man, that's going to be one tremendous ride for you. It's going to be beautiful, because you've got, you know, there's no perfect man or perfect woman.
No.
But, you know, quote unquote, it's perfect because God has created somebody for you.
Just like Eve, she was created for Adam.
Right.
So guys, don't be in a rush.
Yep.
God has an Eve for you.
Right.
And ladies,
Eve, listen.
Eve, God has an Adam for you. So that rib's got to fit there.
It's got to be somewhere here. There's got to be a lot of ribs out there, but you know, that rib is not just going to be yours, you know. You need to pray really for it, because you know, sometimes it's just the guy's already there.
The Lord may be speaking to the two of you right now, but that doesn't also mean that you enter into a relationship right away. Again, prayer is important. I'm counseling with this guy, and he said, "Sister Evelyn, I think I found the woman." Now he's praying about, will I now date her? You have to ask God also for that timing. It doesn't mean that when you're dating, she already or he already is your mate. You need to confirm and affirm if both of you are really hearing from God.
Right. So it's the first thing. That's a first step. Very important. You need to start praying for your mate. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that, okay, you mentioned that earlier as well. So the first thing is pray. Second is pray for what? Because a lot of people are praying, Lord, you know, give me a guy who's like 6 feet tall with big blue eyes.
Oh, I like that.
And blonde hair. Or, Lord, give me a woman who's, you know, like curvaceous and vivacious and looks like Angelina Jolie.
Rodney, this is very physical.
And it's just,
and it will fade.
That's right.
I mean, I'm growing old every second. Even if I try to preserve my youth. This is where we're going.
That's right.
And we will change.
That's right.
But there's one thing that will not change. That if you find yourself a Christian man or a Christian woman, already there is something good that you can work on.
Now, not just, I want to stress this out. We're not just talking about an ordinary Christian person. What I like to stress out, especially for the women, and I want the men to also eavesdrop on this one, is that you need to look for a man or a woman who is mature in his Christian walk or her Christian walk. It's very vital. We're going to be talking about that later when we return.
Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
Welcome back to God is at Work podcast episode two. And we're talking about what would be an ideal Christian relationship. Now, before we took a break, we talked about having a mature Christian male or a Christian female in a relationship.
All right. Why do you say mature, Brother Rodney?
Because, you know, when I was growing up, a lot of people said, you know, you should find somebody who's a Christian. Okay.
And that's it?
And that's it. It has to be a Christian. So, okay. So, I try to find, you know, I try to date or try to get to know different kinds of Christian women.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there are Christian women, but they're not mature.
All right.
So, I realized that I need to pray for a Christian woman who is mature in his Christian walk. And that goes the same if you're a woman, you're praying for a partner in life. You need to pray for a Christian man who is also mature in his Christian walk. It's very vital.
It is important, especially for the women, because in the Bible, it talks about the men being the head mm-hmm. of the family and being the priest, so to speak. That means to say you're the one who's going to lead the family to Christian maturity mm-hmm. and go deeper in your relationship with the Lord. So you're the one who's going to lead them in their family devotion, mm-hmm. and you pray as husband and wife. And so you need to have that ingredient for a husband to be mature.
It's vital for a person to have a really mature Christian walk because there is so much at stake, Sister Evelyn. We're not just talking about the marriage here. No, we're talking about something bigger than them. It's about their children. It's about the next generation. And a lot of times, we don't really think about the next generation. We don't really think about the children.
Because we're just madly in love.
Yeah, we're just like, oh.
We have stars in your eyes.
Yeah, I know, you're so like.
And I'm not even thinking about having children right away and caring for them. But this is, you're right. We need to look beyond who you're looking at.
Right.
Because this is going to be a family of God.
Right. And, you know, the aim of a Christian couple should raise, they should raise godly children, they believe in the Bible, they try as much as they can to really be good people on this earth.
Speaking about maturity, there's this young lady who told me, Sister Evelyn, this guy that I'm eyeing, the first question is, Is he a Christian?
Okay.
I got him to go to church after forcing him several times. So he went last Sunday.
And he went forward.
It doesn't mean she must have been forcing him to go forward and accept
yeah.
the Lord. But is that a gauge, Brother Rodney?
You know,
Christianizing the man or Christianizing the woman?
Yeah, you know, in the first place, you're making that person go to church for the wrong reason. So that in itself, I don't recommend that, you know. Bring your friends to church for the right reasons. Bring them because of Christ, not because you want them to be your boyfriend or girlfriend.
You know what? You can also be deceived. If the man likes the woman so much, what he's going to do is give in to what the woman really wants him to do.
You know,
so he'll go to church every
man
Sunday.
Man or woman, they can role play
yes.
if they really like the guy or the girl. But here's the thing. We need to go deeper now.
Yeah.
It's not just about the flowers and the chocolates. No, we're talking about the spiritual stuff now, guys. You know, you have to start praying for women or a man who is mature, who can be a good father, who could be not only a good provider, but who can be a source of strength for you when the times are tough, and
yes.
vice versa.
Yeah.
Who could lead your family, who has good, strong convictions, who does, you know, all of these things that apparently are slowly fading away now in a lot of guys. And in girls, and for women, you know, godly women who can support their husband,
yes,
who can pray for them.
Yes. First of all, our maturity goes by notches. What we're talking about here about maturity is one who's already set not to go back to the world,
mm-hmm,
and one who's already set that he will worship Jesus Christ.
Right.
And you will not go wrong, because the person, we're not perfect, Rodney.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to stumble, we're going to commit sin, but the person, this woman or this man that you have prayed for and you know that they're deeply in love with the Lord,
mm-hmm,
even when they fall into sin,
mm-hmm,
they will have Jesus Christ come into that situation. Because,
mm-hmm,
Rodney, when you talk about maturity, we cannot find really one that has the standard of Moses or,
yes,
Abraham.
Of all of us are going to have some flaws. All of us will have some tweaking. Like me, when I got married, I got used to just, you know, putting the cap on the toothpaste, but my wife taught me how to squeeze it. Squeeze,
right?
It. I usually squeeze in the middle.
Oh, that's awful.
But you know, the girls don't want that. You know, they want us to squeeze right at the end.
From the bottom.
From the bottom.
Going up.
Yeah, and I have to learn that. But what I'm trying to say here is that all of us have adjustments to make.
Yes.
All of us have, you know, improvements that we need to do. However, basically, the thing that we need most, bottom line, who you will be spending your life with, are people who know the Lord, who have experienced Him powerfully,
yes,
who has walked with Him, whether, uh-huh, in the good times or in the bad times.
That's right.
Who basically knows His Bible, and who has convictions. It's not just knowing the Bible in the mind, but knowing also the Bible in the heart.
I will not be afraid to marry a man if I heard right from God, and he is not established financially,
mm-hmm,
because I know that because he fears God, he will do his part.
Right. And you also have to remember, since God already said, okay, this is the girl for you, all right, this is the guy for you,
mm,
that is already an assurance that everything's going to be all right.
Yes.
Because he's already chosen that guy for you. Don't settle for second best. Don't settle for the crumbs out at the bottom of the table. Settle for the best. And God wants the best for you.
One girl said, Sister Evelyn, I heard from God that that's the man, but I don't like his height.
Okay. Let me encourage you. If you're listening to this, I'm not really that tall, but, you know, my wife's happy. So that's all right.
Yeah.
It's not the height, you know?
It's not the height. So, you know what? I told her, you know what? If God chooses the mate for you, He looks at the heart.
That's right. Like David. Like
the
David.
Heart that rightfully fits to your heart, with your heart. God is the best matchmaker.
We just want to wrap things up. First of all, pray. Make sure you pray really hard for a mate. And not just an ordinary person, but somebody who is, you know, who has convictions, who has principles, who's, you know, who knows his Bible, who has a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I'm not saying that if you have this is going to be perfect already, it's going to be a perfect relationship. No. But at least when you're going to go through a relationship, you're going to go with someone who understands who God is in his life.
Inviting God in your relationship.
And inviting God in his relationship, and who knows that, well, Lord, I may be the man, I may be the woman, but without you in our relationship,
yes,
it's just going to fall. It's just going to be nothing. So let me just encourage you, those who are listening here to this podcast, pray that God will provide to you a suitable helper, a suitable mate, a God-fearing mate. So let me pray for you right now, wherever you may be listening to this podcast. Just bow your head and close your eyes, and let me pray for you. Father, whoever right now is listening to this and searching for an ideal partner, I pray, Lord God, that you will provide for them this particular man or woman. A woman or a man, a mate that will love them for who they are and who will love you more. Father, I pray that they will be patient. I pray, Lord God, that they will not look at the physical, but more look at the heart, look at their spirit. And I pray, Lord God, that they will not just look at the now, but more importantly, look at the future, because there is so much more at stake. I pray, Lord God, that that person that is meant for him or her, Lord God, that they will preserve themselves, that they will prepare themselves, and Lord, that they will be excited, that they will someday be together. I pray, Lord God, and if you are now in that relationship, you found somebody who's mature, I pray that God will just strengthen all the more your relationship with that part, with that person. And I pray that God will be the center of your relationship. Father, bless them right now.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Give them the patience and the understanding.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
all right.
Beautiful topic.
So, that's it. That's another podcast, episode number 2. This is Brother Rodney Garcia.
And this is Sister Evelyn.
We'll see you again next week here at God Is At Work. God Is At Work podcast. Bye.
2
Praise the Lord. Welcome to episode 2 of God Is At Work podcast.
Yes.
Here at wordfortheworld.com. I am your host for the most, Brother Rodney Garcia. And together with me is one of the most beautiful people around here.
Thank
at
you.
Word for the
Thank
World.
You. I
Sister Evelyn. Boy,
yes.
Accept it.
It's been raining, actually, for the past 3 days.
I know. And maybe you're like asking, why is Brother Rodney so hyper? Because it's raining!
And you're confined only in your house.
And I gotta be very active, because if I let the rain get into my system, I'm gonna be a gloomy guy.
Hey, classes are suspended, but we're not suspending the iPod casting,
the podcasting. Yes, we are committed to bring you this podcast every week, and we hope and pray wherever you are that you are in the best of health.
So what are we going to discuss today, Brother Rodney?
Actually, this topic we're going to be talking about comes from an email that we received. You know, we just launched the new, brand new design of the website.
Yeah, I saw
that. Wordfortheworld.com. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. It's right there.
Yeah, look at it, because it's very colorful.
It's very
eye-catching.
Colorful. Very, very colorful.
I love it.
Who said church was boring? It's not.
It ain't. It's not.
It is not boring. We church people are very exciting people. But anyway, I went to a podcast, and there are a lot of people who are subscribing to us from iTunes and all these other things.
Yeah. So what
and
did
somebody
see?
Sent us an email. So we're going to look at that right now.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
And our email.
I like that.
You like that?
All right. Okay. So that's all the way from?
Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, la la.
You die, mate. Our,
what's the name?
The name is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Okay, Michael comes from Word for the World, Melbourne, Australia. Hello, guys. Hello to Word for the World, Melbourne, Australia. He says he's been encouraged by our podcast, and that's why we're here. That's what we do. We try to encourage you. And he has a topic that he'd like to suggest, and he'd like to talk about dating and relationships.
Oh, that's
thank you very,
very
much, Michael, for your email. So our topic for this podcast is, what would be an ideal Christian relationship?
Do you have an idea, Brother Rodney? What is an ideal Christian relationship?
It's like you're asking me. I'm like an expert here.
Are you married?
Yes, I am. I'm happily married to Ida. Hi, Ida.
Okay, so being married, is your relationship perfect?
No.
All right, but you're talking about an ideal Christian relationship.
Maybe the first thing we need to talk about under the premise of ideal Christian relationship is, what would be a good ideal man or ideal woman? We got all these, you know, notions that he's got to be tall and handsome.
Very physical.
But there's one part of the relationship that we often miss out.
And take for granted. That's right.
And that is the spiritual side.
Which is the most important. Because, you know, physical fades away. I mean, look, you're buffed, Rodney.
Yeah, I'm not going to be handsome forever, you know.
You're not going to have those muscles for long. And even the beauty that we try to preserve.
Yes.
That's going to fade. But there's one thing that will never fade. Mm-hmm. It's the spirit man.
That's right. So now, with that question in mind, what would be an ideal man or woman for you? So let's start first with the woman. Ladies first. Now, of course, if you are a Christian, I am hoping that you are praying for your partner in life.
Rodney, being a Christian, first and foremost, that would be the best thing that even the man should do.
Of course.
Is to pray for the spouse.
Yes.
All right? So now, I'm speaking as a woman.
Okay.
I would like to come before the Lord and tell Him, Lord, there are a lot of Christian men there.
Mm-hmm.
But who among them would you want me to have as my partner?
Right.
Now, definitely, he's got to be matured. Mm-hmm. Because being a woman, I am not going to be the one who will lead the family in prayer and lead the family in Bible study. The man must be mature.
You mentioned something about praying for a husband or praying for your partner. It's very important for Christians to really pray because you only have one shot
at this. Oh, yes.
I may be, you know, a modern type of guy, but I'm still conservative in terms of my view with marriage, and I still believe that marriage is just a one-shot deal.
You know, a lot of young people think that just because the good-looking guy who's very intense in his Bible reading is already the right guy.
Yeah.
That's a mistake. It's got to be somebody given to you by God.
Right. You can't force yourself to somebody. Especially ask God to force yourself to somebody. I mean, like, Lord, I want this guy to be my husband. But if that's not God's will for you...
And claim him in Jesus' name.
I mean, I've met a lot of people. We've had so many stories here in church. Like, they really want this guy to be their husband. But, you know, if God doesn't want you to have him or her...
Even if he's born again,
even if he's a Christian, if it's not meant for you, you can't have it. It's not for you.
Yes. You know, this is what I tell either the man or the woman.
Mm-hmm.
God will speak to you,
mm-hmm.
and God will speak to this person that the two of you will be together for life.
Right.
He could speak to the woman first and to the man much, much later on.
Mm-hmm.
So now you just continue to hang on to that revelation and continue to pray because the timing is God's timing.
You know, that's very important. Guys, if you're listening right now, we want to stress out the importance of God's timing. God's timing is perfect. And once that happens, man, that's going to be one tremendous ride for you. It's going to be beautiful because you've got, you know, there's no perfect man or perfect woman.
No.
But, you know, quote unquote, it's perfect because God has created somebody for you.
Just like Eve, she was created for Adam.
Right.
So guys, don't be in a rush.
Yep.
God has an Eve for you.
Right.
And ladies,
Eve, listen.
Eve, God has an Adam for you. So that rib's got to fit there.
It's got to be somewhere here. There's a lot of ribs out there, but you know, that rib is not just going to be yours, you know. You need to pray really for it because, you know, sometimes it's just, it's the guy's already there.
The Lord may be speaking to the two of you right now, but that doesn't also mean that you enter into a relationship right away.
Mm-hmm.
Again, prayer is important.
Mm-hmm.
I'm counseling with this guy, and he said, Sister Evelyn, I think I found the woman. Now he's praying about, will I now date her? You have to ask God also for that timing. It doesn't mean that when you're dating, she already or he already is your mate, you need to confirm and affirm if both of you are really hearing from God.
Right. So it's the first thing. That's the first step. Very important. You need to start praying for your mate. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that, okay, you mentioned that earlier as well. So the first thing is pray. Second is pray for what? Because a lot of people are praying, Lord, you know, give me a guy who's like 6 feet tall with big blue eyes.
Oh, I like that.
And blonde hair. Or Lord, give me a woman who's, you know, like curvaceous and vivacious and looks like Angelina Jolie.
Rodney, this is very physical, and it's just, and it will fade.
That's right.
I mean, I'm growing old every second. Even if I try to preserve my youth, this is where we're going.
That's right.
And we will change.
That's right.
But there's one thing that will not change, that if you find yourself a Christian man or a Christian woman, already there is something good that you can work on.
Now, not just, I want to stress this out, we're not just talking about an ordinary Christian person. What I like to stress out, especially for the women, and I want the men to also eavesdrop on this one, is that you need to look for a man or a woman who is mature in his Christian walk or her Christian walk. It's very vital. We're going to be talking about that later when we return.
Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
Welcome back to God is at Work podcast, episode two. And we're talking about what would be an ideal Christian relationship. Now, before we took a break, we talked about having a mature Christian male or a Christian female in a relationship.
All right. Why do you say mature, Brother Rodney?
Because, you know, when I was growing up, a lot of people said, you know, you should find somebody who is a Christian. Okay.
And that's it?
And that's it. It has to be a Christian. So, okay. So I try to find, you know, I try to date or try to get to know different kinds of Christian women.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there are Christian women, but they're not mature.
All right.
So I realized that I need to pray for a Christian woman who is mature in his Christian walk. And that goes the same if you're a woman, you're praying for a partner in life, you need to pray for a Christian man who is also mature in this Christian walk. It's very vital.
It is important, especially for the women, because in the Bible it talks about the men being the head of the family and being the priest, so to speak. That means to say you're the one who's going to lead the family to Christian maturity and go deeper in your relationship with the Lord. So you're the one who's going to lead them in their family devotion and you pray as husband and wife. And so you need to have that ingredient for a husband to be mature.
It's vital for a person to have a really mature Christian walk because there is so much at stake, Sister Evelyn. We're not just talking about the marriage here. No, we're talking about something bigger than them. It's about their children. It's about the next generation. And a lot of times, we don't really think about the next generation. We don't really think about the children.
Because we're just madly in love.
Yeah, we're just like, oh.
we have stars in your eyes.
Yeah, I know, you're so like,
and we're not, I'm not even thinking about having children right away and caring for them. But this is, you're right. We need to look beyond who you're looking at,
right?
Because this is going to be a family of God,
right? And you know, the aim of a Christian couple should raise, they should raise godly children. They believe in the Bible. They try as much as they can to really be good people on this earth.
Speaking about maturity, there's this young lady who told me, Sister Evelyn, this guy that I'm eyeing, he's... I said, okay, the first question is he a Christian?
Okay.
I got him to go to church after forcing him several times. So he went last Sunday.
He went forward.
It doesn't mean... And she must have been forcing him to go forward and accept the Lord. But is that a gauge, Brother Rodney?
You know...
Christianizing the man or Christianizing the woman.
Yeah, in the first place, you're making that person go to church for the wrong reason. So that in itself, I don't recommend that, you know. Bring your friends to church for the right reasons. Bring them because of Christ, not because you want them to be your boyfriend or girlfriend.
You know what? You can also be deceived. If the man likes the woman so much, what he's going to do is give in to what the woman really wants him to do.
You know,
so he'll go to church every
man
Sunday.
Man or woman, they can role play if they really like the guy or the girl. But here's the thing. We need to go deeper now.
Yeah.
It's not just about the flowers and the chocolates. No, we're talking about the spiritual stuff now, guys. You know, you have to start praying for women or a man who is mature, who can be a good father, who could be not only a good provider, but who can be a source of strength for you when the times are tough, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Who could lead your family, who has good, strong convictions, who does, you know, all of these things that apparently are slowly fading away now in a lot of guys. And in girls, and for women, you know, godly women who can support their husband, who can pray for them.
Yes. First of all, our maturity goes by notches. What we're talking about here about maturity is one who's already set not to go back to the world, and one who's already set that he will worship Jesus Christ.
Right.
And you will not go wrong because the person, we're not perfect, Rodney.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to stumble, we're going to commit sin, but the person, this woman or this man that you have prayed for and you know that they're deeply in love with the Lord, even when they fall into sin, they will have Jesus Christ come into that situation. Because, Rodney, when you talk about maturity, we cannot find really one that has the standard of Moses or Abraham.
Of all of us are going to have some flaws. All of us will have some tweaking. Like me, when I got married, I got used to just, you know, putting the cap on the toothpaste, but my wife taught me how to squeeze it. I usually squeeze in the middle.
Oh, that's awful.
But you know, the girls don't want that. You know, they want us to squeeze right at the
end.
From the bottom.
Going up.
Yeah, and I have to learn that. But what I'm trying to say here is that all of us have adjustments to make.
Yes.
All of us have, you know, improvements that we need to do. However, basically, the thing that we need most, bottom line, who you will be spending your life with are people who know the Lord, who have experienced Him powerfully, who has walked with Him, whether in the good times or in the bad times.
That's right.
Who basically knows His Bible, and who has convictions. It's not just knowing the Bible in the mind, but knowing also the Bible in the heart.
I will not be afraid to marry a man if I heard right from God and he is not established financially, because I know that because he fears God, he will do his part.
Right. And you also have to remember, since God already said, okay, this is the girl for you, all right, this is the guy for you, that is already an assurance that everything's going to be all right.
Yes.
Because he's already chosen that guy for you. Don't settle for second best. Don't settle for the crumbs out at the bottom of the table. Settle for the best. And God wants the best for you.
One girl said, Sister Evelyn, I heard from God that that's the man, but I don't like his height.
Okay, let me encourage you. If you're listening to this, I'm not really that tall, But, you know, my wife's happy, so that's all right.
Yeah.
And it's not the height, you know?
It's not the height. So, you know what? I told her, you know what? If God chooses the mate for you, he looks at the heart.
That's right. Like David. Like
the
David.
The heart that rightfully fits to your heart, with your heart. God is the best matchmaker.
We just want to wrap things up. First of all, pray. Make sure you pray really hard for a mate. And not just an ordinary person, but somebody who is, you know, who has convictions, who has principles, who's, you know, who knows his Bible, who has a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I'm not saying that if you have this is going to be perfect already, it's going to be a perfect relationship. No. But at least when you're going to go through a relationship, you're going to go with someone who understands who God is in his life.
Inviting God in your relationship.
And inviting God in his relationship, and who knows that, well, Lord, I may be the man, I may be the woman, but without you in our relationship,
yes,
it's just going to fall. It's just going to be nothing. So let me just encourage you, those who are listening here to this podcast, pray that God will provide to you a suitable helper, a suitable mate, a God-fearing mate. So let me pray for you right now, wherever you may be, listening to this podcast. Just bow your head and close your eyes, and let me pray for you. Father, whoever right now is listening to this and searching for an ideal partner, I pray, Lord God, that you will provide for them this particular man or woman. A woman or a man, a mate that will love them for who they are and who will love you more. Father, I pray that they will be patient. I pray, Lord God, that they will not look at the physical, but more look at the heart, look at their spirit. And I pray, Lord God, that they will not just look at the now, but more importantly, look at the future, because there is so much more at stake. I pray, Lord God, that that person that is meant for him or her, Lord God, that they will preserve themselves, that they will prepare themselves, and Lord, that they will be excited, that they will someday be together. I pray, Lord God, and if you are now in that relationship, you found somebody who's mature, I pray that God will just strengthen all the more your relationship with that person. And I pray that God will be the center of your relationship. Father, bless them right now.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Give them the patience and the understanding.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much. All right. So, that's it. That's another podcast, episode number 2. This is Brother Rodney Garcia.
And this is Sister Evelyn.
We'll see you again next week here at God Is at Work. God Is at Work podcast. Bye.